Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Juliana Marullo.
And I'm Yannick Schaller. We're in for Megan Hall to continue our youth takeover of the show.
This week, we have more coverage of the climate lawsuit that was filed by a group of young people against the state of Montana. It was the first case like this in the U.S. to go to trial, and the young people won.
In a past episode, we spoke to an expert witness from the trial about the legal background for the case. She said Montana is special because its constitution includes the right to a clean and healthy environment.
So we're going to start today's episode with Montana itself. One small problem. Yannick and I have never lived in Montana. Luckily, we just met someone who has spent her entire life there. In fact, her connection to Montana started before she was even born.
My family has been in Montana for 6 generations. I was the 5th generation born in Montana.
That's Grace Gibson Snyder, who hails from Missoula, Montana. Even though she grew up in the city, she says she was never very far from the state's beautiful outdoors. Right now, Grace is learning how to kayak.
I can literally drive 6 blocks from my house to the river, get in, practice my roll a couple times, and get back in. And it takes like a total of 30 minutes.
Grace says that one of the biggest parts of being a Montanan is enjoying and relying on its natural environment on a daily basis.
But Grace also knows Montana is a fossil-fueled state. Much of the economy depends on extracting natural resources like coal and oil.
And while there might have been a time when these two parts of Montana could coexist, Grace says climate change has shown that's not the case anymore.
The extractive industry is no longer compatible with this outdoors that we value so greatly in Montana.
With this in mind, Grace got involved with environmental advocacy in her hometown. But she was also hoping to make change on a broader scale. So when a guest speaker at her high school mentioned an upcoming climate lawsuit, she knew she wanted to help.
Now might be a good time to mention that we didn't meet with Grace to talk about kayaking.
I am first and foremost a student, but I'm also a plaintiff in the constitutional climate lawsuit held versus state of Montana.
Grace is 19 now, but she was just 16 when the case was filed back in 2020.
I remember talking to my parents, bringing the idea to them, saying, what do you think about me getting involved legally in something at age 16? And they were very supportive. But we didn't expect it to go anywhere.
I think a lot of people in our generation feel some responsibility to help fight the climate crisis. And because the young people who filed the case weren't old enough to vote at the time, bringing a lawsuit like this was one of the only ways they could force their government to take action.
It took 3 years for the case to make its way to trial. In the meantime, Grace had to balance her sense of responsibility with just being a regular teenager.
We all want to be kids. Like, I was 16. I would much prefer to be thinking about, like, prom than the end of the world, right? And it's really hard to balance the intensity of that with regular life. And I won't say that I'm particularly good at separating the two.
I think Grace is speaking to something that a lot of people our age are dealing with. Especially when we're thinking about our futures, it can be hard to avoid letting climate anxiety dominate our everyday lives.
It's so exciting to see these youth-led climate movements that are fighting back against that hopelessness. But at the same time, Grace says,
I really don't like that this movement is being led by youth. This whole concept of, well, let's involve youth in this space and see what they want. Well, everyone knows what we want. We want you to stop burning fossil fuels and give us like a nice, clean, healthy environment for the next forever, hopefully.
Even if we didn't ask to be the generation leading this fight, Grace and the other youth plaintiffs clearly aren't backing down. But sometimes I wonder whether our generation can succeed even when past generations haven't. Grace is still optimistic.
It's super inspiring to see just how invested everyone is. Because I think we know we have no other choice. So I believe in our ability to have an impact, not out of hope, but out of necessity.
The climate science and personal experiences they presented with their lawyers are now officially in the court record. And as a result, the state has to consider the climate impact of any new energy projects.
But beyond that, Grace says she hopes this legal victory will help protect the Montana she loves for generations to come.
Knowing that, you know, my kids won't experience Montana in the same way that I will. Or knowing that the glaciers will be gone, you know, within a couple decades. What I work for is just the possibility of giving the next generation an experience even remotely similar to mine. Because mine has been so spectacular and so unique and wonderful.
I think all of us are just trying to figure out how to navigate this climate crisis we're living in. The youth climate movement and young people like Grace remind us why we should still have hope.
That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly.
Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio and Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.